It's almost over. I know it's late tonight. First, let me thank you for being here and sticking it out to the end. My name is George Deeney, and I'm a candidate for District 48 Assembly. I'm a longtime Lyon County resident, 63 years. I'm married. My beautiful wife Debbie is in the back tonight. 32 years. We have 6 grown children, 17 grandchildren. For the past 6 years, I've been the mayor for Yarrington. And then, believe it or not, in Burnley and Yarrington, we have some things in common, and I'll get to that in just a moment. Prior to being the mayor, I was a council member for 16 years, and a board of directors member of the Nevada League of Cities. I also served on the Nevada State Economic Development Commission under Governor Miller's time, and I gave that seat up so Burnley could take advantage of it. On my request, Eric Goodman was appointed at that position. You guys had a lot more things going on at the time. I felt it was more valuable for you than for I to stay on the commission. But it was an honor to do that. I'm a non-restricted gaming licensee in the state of Nevada.
She's got the questions.
Yeah, has some questions for you.
Okay. I'm not sure what the file format goes.
Okay, yeah, I'll ask you. Okay, you just defined who you are, now expand. Why you? Why should we elect you to go represent us?
I believe I'm a better candidate for the job. I think my experience as the mayor and councilman over the last 22 years, I can identify with the people's problems. I'm a business owner. I get it, what Spurley is trying to do with their tax increases for their two questions. Even though I find that small businesses have no appetite for any sort of raise in taxes at the moment after the last legislative session. I've worked well with others. My bipartisanship successes include an EPA settlement that went on for 15 years in Mason Valley over an old Anaconda site. And with just a little bit of coaxing, and 6 months later, EPA and the governor and myself and several other individuals in Mason Valley came to a conclusion that was appetizing to everybody unless you fought it for 15 years. But once the door opens to make those kind of decisions and those agreements, we now can be funded for $32 million of a toxic waste site that scars our community and is way overdue. I work well with the governor on many occasions, and I seem to be able to mix well with Republicans and Democrats. We cleaned our river in Yarrington under an emergency declaration with Governor Sandoval because of the litigations that you have to go through for environmental. Saved 2 bridges from a potential damaging flood, saved the state $30 million by doing it without having to go through the process. And really, regulations are overburdensome at times. The only problem with cleaning our river in between the community was, the answer was, if you go in the river one way, you have to come out the same way. Hello, that shouldn't take 2 years and cost $30 million if you were to wipe out both bridges into the community. Because both tiers were plugged of a 3-tier bridge. There was only 2 that were letting water through. We had a flood there in 97 that devastated the town. So I'm just saying that my background with the bipartisanship with the governor, as well as the congressional delegation, qualifies me to go to Carson City, where there isn't any bipartisanship now. And there's turmoil, just like in Congress, up to Nevada legislature. I think I could go there and help resolve that.
As a citizen of Lyon/Churchill County, what concerns you about your hometown, and how do you intend to address those issues in Carson City?
Well, District 38 is a very diverse district with 3 cities in it. I'm not sure if that says it's the only district in Nevada that has that, but I'm pretty sure it is. My hometown in Yarrington, although it appears to be sleepy in time at the moment, we're concerned. concerns, our number one concern at the moment is the water. We thrive on agriculture. The agriculture, the municipal, and the domestic water rights are going to be attacked. It's a resource that nobody can live without. It has to be better managed. We're fighting Mother Nature, basically, but we're also fighting people that don't follow the rules of water management. That would be my number one concern. I think it's a concern for all three of the communities, Mason Valley, Fernley, Smith Valley, even, of course, and Churchill County. They're all ag communities. I think with the exception of Fernley, it's less reliant on the ag, but that water is going to be a number one issue. And if we're not standing up fighting for it, we are going to give it up to the South. You know, the South has 75% of the legislators. They actually control the agenda. It doesn't matter which party is the majority party. They still hold 75% of the legislators.
Okay. If Fernley's advisory question, which was explained earlier by the mayor, is approved, will you support it in the legislature, and how will you support it?
Well, I'll certainly work with Roy and the council on that. I think it's, look, times are tough for all communities. With the imbalance in the tax structure for property taxes and tax caps, with the assessed valuation now falling so low and the tax cap being met, there's no chance for us, any community, to ever thrive in those levels now, because it's stuck here and it's stuck down here when they should have been. It's a 1984 law, and it's antiquated now, and it needs to be addressed. And I certainly appreciate the fact that the communities will take on the task of approving it or not, and that will tell your leaders which direction to go. If elected, and when elected, of course I'd support that, because I'm a mayor of a small city. I understand the consequences and the enormous burdens being put on us now to try to stretch the dollar. I've been successful in Yerington during the recession by reducing all debt to my citizens per capita. And don't let me tell you that I did it all by myself. But we took advantage of the situations that were given to us. Zero debt per person in the city of Yerington during a recession. Unimaginable, actually.
What is your assessment of Nevada's public education, and if elected, do you have plans to address it?
Well, both sections of the state of Nevada, South and North, are trying to diversify their economies, and the education system is essential. It has to be an adequate education system to make those two proposals go. When elected, I demand accountability on $1.2 billion to $1.5 billion. And it depends on who you ask and who gives you the answer about how much money was put into education. The problem with that, with me, was how they categorized it. You know, in Lyon County, all our schools are 3 stars or better. There's only a few that are in need of the Spanish language talk. So why did we, as a community, as a region, only get $100,000 in Lyon County for the Spanish-speaking schools, when our other, when the Victory schools are all 3 stars, and we got no money? I think a better negotiator there would be, with a little bit more skill at talking and mixing with the Southern people. Why didn't we get, $500,000 for all districts in Lyon County would have been appropriate, but for rural Nevada as well. They all got cut out. The money went south and north, nothing in the middle.
Okay, as a representative of a large rural district, water issues are always important. However, with the recent long-term drought, it is a statewide issue. And what are some of your ideas and solutions? I know you've already talked about this.
Well, yeah, and I just expand on that a little bit. I think it's look, I just made a commitment through a federal contaminated area, the Anaconda area, the residents out there. And through that process now, I find that one customer used 400,000 gallons of water in 1 month out of the
Jesus.
So now I think it's time that we do a very comprehensive water management, water conservation program that we adhere to, because the domestic wells are the ones that they're going to take dead center aim at next. I mean, I'm hearing talks of going down to a half a foot from 2 feet per domestic well permit. And remember, it's not a right, it's a permit. That's all it is. And they can take it away from you any time. But that's a drastic change. I think that we have to focus more on proper use, good management of it. It's a resource that's very volatile, we have to protect our aquifers. We can't overpump because the damage that's done is horrendous. We're never able to redo it. It's fixed.
Last question. Property taxes are always an issue, and it promises to be an issue at the next meeting of the State Assembly. What are your ideas and views to these taxes?
Well, I'm working with the League of Cities at the moment, and like I said, nobody's in favor of new taxes right now. And I think small businesses are really the ones. Now, I consider myself a small business. I have 77 employees, and I'm still licking the wounds from Obamacare. And I'm happy that I can provide my employees with their insurance, but it's a darn big burden for me now. And in a gaming business, I pay 4 people taxes every month. It's 3 taxes quarterly and 1 to the federal government annually. And I'll tell you what, don't be looking. But the League of Cities wants to move forward with at least addressing the issue of the tax cap versus the assessed valuation. It's just a conversation that we think needs to go forward. We're not asking for tax increases. We're asking for how the distribution of the funds right now is it adequate. Now, obviously, it's not, because your community and your county are both suffering. Because you can't make any moves now. I mean, Lyon County only got 0.1% of new tax increases, and that's why our services are being outsourced.
All right, thank you very much.
I didn't even see the timer. Well, actually, Congress, you have a little machine there, too. For sure.